This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to another Listener Into Lead podcasting tip, where I'll be sharing 30 tips on how coaches can begin to nurture listeners into leads while positioning themselves as a trusted authority with their very own podcast. Want to get leads and business from your podcast? You're in the right place. Hi, this is Anne-Marie and welcome to another Listener Into Lead tip. This is tip number two. Now, over the next number of tips, I'm going to be sharing the mistakes that I made and wish I'd avoided 13 years ago when I started my very first co-hosted podcast. I was in the career industry working with executives back then as a personal brand strategist and career coach, helping my clients to get noticed, hired, and paid what they are worth when they secured their dream jobs. However, back in 2008, the global financial crisis hit, and the doom and gloom being portrayed by mainstream media was negatively impacting people's psyche around the world. And these people, many people, had found themselves unemployed and struggling to find work. It was a difficult time. However, we knew things were not impossible. There were jobs. Less jobs, but there were jobs out there, and people needed to change their approach to job searching to tap into that hidden market. And we knew that if people keep listening to the doom and gloom of mainstream media, they would remain stuck. Sadly, mainstream media hasn't really changed much over the last 13 years, which is great that you're thinking of starting a podcast or you have a podcast already to bring some hope and inspiration and empowerment in your area of expertise. So anyway, a colleague and I started Career Success Radio. We had no idea what we were doing, but we did it anyway. That's kind of my MO, figure things out as I go along. But even after 2 years of publishing the show, we were able to build some great relationships with career experts from around the world who we invited on the show as guests, and we built a global audience. But one of the things that we struggled with, and this was the main reason we stopped production, was that we just couldn't monetize our podcast, and we just couldn't afford the time, the energy, and money to continue production. Now, 13 years on and learning many things along the way, especially about how to leverage the audience that I was building and being able to nurture those listeners into leads while also nurturing relationships with guests for business and other growth opportunities, I've been able to pinpoint some of the mistakes that my co-host and I made, which I want to share in the next five tips. So the first mistake was that we assumed people would listen to us on the podcast, hear the information and insights we shared, then rush on over to our website to find out how they could work with us. But that was far from true. And what we know now, what I know now is, and we know this as businesses, it can take multiple touch points for people to get to know, like, and trust us. And there's a difference between your audience building know, like, and trust when they're listening to you on your podcast as a podcast host versus listening to you on your podcast building know, like, and trust through the lens of, do I want to hire this person? Do I want to hire this coach, this consultant as my mentor, as my coach and my consultant? There's a different psyche. There's a different thinking about that. There's different things that a person will be looking for if they're in buying mode. Their approach is different than just listening to a podcast episode versus listening to a podcast episode to see whether this person is someone that I'd like to hire. In fact, I'd say that a majority of your audience is not really looking to buy, but rather to learn, to be inspired, to find an answer to a solution or problem that they're looking for. They're not really in buying mode yet. But there are subtle things that you can do that will begin to position you from the host of your podcast to someone that they would even consider working with. Subtle, intentional, integral steps. And I'm going to be sharing some of those in upcoming tips. So just to recap, the first mistake or misassumption really that we made was assuming people would listen to us, go from our podcast right on over to the website to find out more about how they could hire us. And again, that was far from the truth. There were some missing steps which were vital, and of course I'm going to be sharing those in upcoming tips. So I'll see you on tip number 3, where I'll share another mistake, another misassumption that we made that many other businesses actually continue to make with their podcast. I'll see you in tip number 3. Do you feel like the world's best kept secret and thinking about starting a podcast to build your visibility and reach? Or maybe you've started a podcast but you're just not generating the results you'd hope for? Go ahead and access my profitable and purposeful podcasting masterclass, where I'll show you how, with the right strategy in place, you can begin to nurture listeners into leads from your very first episode. Go to www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.